This is CPR and KRCC. I'm Joanne Allen. Many gathered in Lafayette today to remember Boulder Police Officer Eric Talley, one of 10 people killed in last week's mass shooting. Boulder Police Sergeant Adrian Drellis was Talley's supervisor. He said the officer was a quick learner with a good sense of humor.
Eric was the kind of guy that would respond to a call, even if he knew he was not needed, just to offer his help or opinion. He would then call to tell me about it almost every single time.
Family, friends, colleagues, and public officials, including the governor, attended the memorial service. Outside the church, members of the public paid their respects. Democrats have introduced a bill meant to hold Governor Polis to his promises on climate change. CPR's Sam Brash reports.
The new bill follows up on Colorado's 2019 Climate Action Plan. The law calls for deep reductions in greenhouse gas emissions, requiring the state to halve its contribution to climate change by 2030. Environmental groups have criticized and even sued Governor Polis for not doing enough to meet those goals. Meanwhile, the governor's office says its strategy combines market forces with carefully tailored regulations. The bill would add a new fee on emissions to fund state staff and regulatory enforcement. Democratic State Senator Faith Winter helped craft the legislation. She says it builds on the governor's current efforts, but so far, his office isn't on board. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
It is 33 degrees in Denver and Colorado Springs, 29 in Vail, 45 degrees on the western slope in Grand Junction. It is 40 in Pueblo. This is CPR and KRCC.